Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video, find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. Now we go, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine, your first Dash doll.
Oh, you're the first Dash doll?
We're both co-Dash dolls.
Oh, I'm the second. Okay, hello everyone. We're here. Checking in on the Kardashians. I was just telling Justine before we started recording, made the mistake of putting this on when my husband was in the room and he just couldn't shut the fuck up. He was complaining the entire time. First, it was like, I mean, why is this even here? Like, what's the point of this? I'm like, how is this different than any reality show? Explain to me. Then he continued, God, I mean, look at Khloé. Blah, blah, blah. Who is that? She just looks terrible. She looks unhappy. She's blah, 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 blah. It's like she does look unhappy. I mean, she does.
I had it on for a few seconds and Tyler walked in. I go, you ruined this for me. You said that you were doing something. Now the second I get comfortable and the second I'm going to watch this show, and he's like, just watch it. I'm enjoying it. It's like, you're not enjoying it. And I don't want to hear your comments and I don't want to feel your thoughts telepathically about how I'm dumb for watching this show. And you sit there and watch stuff that makes you smart. Shut up. You ruined it for me.
Get out. I know.
Okay. I enjoy it because, again, it's we talked about how the Real Housewives of Dubai, we got to get used to them. And it's just fun to see people and the luxuries and all this, that and the other. And I don't know why. I don't know. I just watched it. It's like my mom. It all stems back from when I was 13 watching The Real World. And she'd be like, this is not the real world. Be like, shut up, mom.
And she watched my show.
Shoved soap down my throat. That plane. She's got money.
Yeah. Crazy, right?
It's gonna get dirty, but it is beautiful.
That's the first thing I thought of when she was like, oh, it's cashmere. It's like, get one piece of chocolate on that shit.
Did you see who was on
6 hours?
You got these kids in there. Did you, the kids probably aren't allowed on. Did you see who was on from Wags?
The Wags? Yeah.
How did they get in there?
She looks rough though.
They look crazy. Oh yeah. But how did they get in with Kim?
I don't know. I think they started modeling for Skims or something. I have no idea.
But they're like in with the in crowd.
Right. Yeah, they are. I mean, she does
first ride on the plane.
Yep.
I'm fascinated, though.
Yeah, it was interesting. They were there.
I like those girls. They actually, I was interested in watching them for some odd reason. But you're right. The makeup transition with these women, they are a catfish. You meet them in the club late at night. You take them home. You're banging their hot little piece of ass and they wake
up. Kim is arguably like naturally beautiful. She doesn't have makeup on. Yes, she looks different, but she's still pretty.
Gorgeous.
Like, these women, it was like, oh my God. because it's almost
they
like
stain your sheets
100%
with their period blood and their makeup.
There's something when like makeup, if you wear too much, it almost like lightens your face. Do you know what I mean? Like their face is so pale and just like, it just looks like the makeup is like lifting
and
something
the skin,
from their face.
Our faces are not meant for all this stuff. And then they probably use products after products. You don't need products.
Speaking of, I don't know why last night, like as I was going to sleep, I watched a minute and a half video of Kim doing her 9-step face process.
How can you stop? I know.
I don't know. It was like memorizing, but I was like sitting there like, this is preposterous. I am like,
it's the world we live in.
I give myself like 12 minutes before I go to bed to like brush my teeth, mouthwash, take off my makeup. If I have anything on my face, clean my face, put on one thing. I put on one cream every night. I cannot imagine going through a 9-step process. Like, please. That's just, I feel like you're asking, that's a
process. I would be stressing about it all day long. I got to get to that 9-step process all day long.
Come on. And then she's like, on the days where you don't do this, you do this and you combine these two and you pat.
And they're all just selling shit.
Oh my God.
Really what it comes down to, probably, right?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. She's selling skin cream because she named it SKKN and she's ripping off Lori Harvey, right?
I saw this. Yeah.
Poor little Lori Harvey, rich. I understand it is ripoff. You can't be doing that. But Lori Harvey, richer is rich with Michael B. Jordan. Life doesn't get much better than hers.
Yeah. How do you not like review that though? So simple.
Oh no, she shouldn't. Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Can't come up with anything else. Everything's got to be skin, blah, blah, blah. I mean, put Kim Kardashian's skincare line. What do you need a skincare line for, Kim? Stop it. I don't trust her skincare line.
Nine. That's the crazy part. Three of them. You got a cleanser, a toner, a cream. 9. I mean,
I don't think your face is good for all those products.
Crazy. It's crazy.
It burns your skin off.
That's a lot of stuff. Yeah,
I think it's more important to drink water. Look at freaking Tom Brady. He looks incredible because everyone says he carries around a bucket of water all day long. That's what the truth is.
Yeah, water's key.
Not absolutely. Kim Kardashian's dumb skincare line. Yeah, my life is so different when I got water in me.
What do you mean water in you? Are you a cannibal?
When I'm really drinking a lot of water. Sometimes they'll sit there and drink way too, and I can't, and it's not sparkling water. It's not the same. You have to drink water.
Drink sparkling water. Yeah.
Yeah. But some days I'll fall off if I don't have a big bottle, you know, like I'm pregnant my whole life.
I carry it around with me everywhere. It's like my friend. I don't go anywhere without my water bottle. Like literally don't leave the house. We were going out to dinner the other night and I like brought it into the car all dressed up. And I was like, what the hell? I'm like, what? You never know. You're going to get thirsty. You need your water.
You do. It makes a difference.
What'd you think of Gwyneth Paltrow? And I thought that
I hate Gwyneth
fake.
Paltrow.
Oh, you do? I actually have to say, her ask me, like her Twitter where she puts up like, or not Twitter, Instagram where she puts up like her ask me anything. She's actually very funny.
Oh, she's hilarious. She's a hoot.
No, not hilarious.
I hate her.
She's fun.
Is she that fun? I'd have to meet her. She goes on Howard Stern, acts like she's the coolest chick in the world. I just, I can't, I like her mom. I don't know. I guess I should buy into it. You're probably right. I'm being just jealous, but
I just that whole poosh goop scene. It was like the two dumbest names in the world have come together.
Gwyneth Paltrow, the life she's lived, just perfection. It's probably just comes down to jealousy. You're dating Brad Pitt, this, that, and the other. Then unconscious coupling, and he's cutting his hair to look like you. Then you got Apple.
Those haircuts.
Gorgeous Apple. I put a picture up of them three. Her and the Coldplay guy. What a life her daughter has. I mean, it's just wild.
Name. It's really come around. Remember when it was weird and Apple. Now it's like one of the more normal
Isn't
names?
That wild? I know.
Yeah. Nectarine is next.
Good for her. Whatever. What a life. A vagina steam, I guess.
You know, what's beautiful about this episode? Limited Courtney. I really like, even like when it started, just like now that we feel like really healthy and good, like we're gonna just, it's like I can't
mean to lose 5 pounds, but it just happened. And
yeah, I really up, it's Courtney. Crazy. I used to really like Courtney and now I've completely flipped. Completely.
I liked her, but then I got sick of her and this, that, right, with the avocado goop that she was eating. But I don't know if we talked about this, but Travis saying that he moved to Calabasas for Courtney is just to be friends with her or just be near her. If that really is true, TikTok on the street, which somehow I've slipped back on TikTok trying to post stuff for us, but I got to stay out. I just have to get on and get off. TikTok says that he's there. He's wanted to bang Kim first. And if this is all true, it's sick. But he is weird if you move to a whole town just to try to stalk. Comes across odd.
That is odd. Their again, their whole vibe is odd to me.
In 5 years, we will see, right?
We
if
will.
It's lasted. Yes. Right now, it's easy to act like you're all in love with each other, but well, wait for five years.
Gwyneth asked her, like, oh, how long have you been together? And she was like, oh, a year and 4 months. I was like, Jesus, that's it? And we're acting like the life partners of all like life partners.
Like
and
they're Goldie and
Russell.
Russell.
Kurt Russell. Yeah, I know. It's like, come
whose
on.
Whose life would you have rather had? Gwyneth Paltrow or Goldie's or Kate Hudson?
Oh, great question.
I'd probably want Goldie to be my mom. Because
she's more successful.
Right.
And like, and has a little bit more anonymity. Anonymity?
Yeah.
I feel like Kate Hudson still has to
have
do kind of
life.
The shitty bridesmaid movies. And like,
yeah,
her career
yeah.
didn't go where I thought it would after Almost
right.
Famous at all.
I know. Her and Anne Hathaway, though, they should be doing... Where are these movies? I need
I don't
them.
Think I talked about this. Anne Hathaway on...
Looks smoking
the
hot.
Crashed. The We Crash show about WeWork.
Right.
She acted her ass off. Like,
she's
she was
phenomenal
in that show. She's a great actress, honestly.
She was at Cannes. She looked so good.
Oh, I saw. She looks
fountain
yeah,
of youth.
She looks great.
Drinking her water.
Yeah.
Looks
yeah.
spectacular.
Yeah.
She looks great.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Princess Diaries to that. Unbelievable. I can't
yeah,
believe
she's
it.
Had quite a career. See,
what do
that's
you think
the,
about Austin Butler? Smoking hot kid. I've always loved him. Now he went from Vanessa Hudgens to Cindy Crawford's kid, which is hilarious. What a beauty. And now
I
he's
no
going to be
who Austin Butler.
Oh,
is.
He's this blonde little boy. Little boy listening.
Little boy.
But
wow, that
playing,
sounds real creepy.
He's like young 20s. He's playing Elvis Presley. There's a lot of buzz.
Okay. Yes. I saw a preview. Okay.
Is it going to suck? How do you play Elvis Presley? You
it
can't.
It goes one or two ways.
You're setting yourself
it's either the Jamie Foxx being Ray Charles, like that kind of role, or it's, you know.
Yeah. I feel like that's even easier. Elvis Presley was so, his little moves were already seems like a joke, even if it was the real mm-hmm. Elvis Presley doing it,
right.
to then see someone mimic it. And pull it off, that's hard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by
buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video, find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This is what I wonder. The footage of women at these times.
Right. Like, get a life.
Convulsing and falling over. I guess that still kind of happens, right? With like Harry Styles and shit. Are people still doing this? It's just like when you see it, even when I watched that preview, I saw it's like, they're like falling over and dying. Like the Beatles, people were like that. It's like very odd. Is it because there wasn't like,
yeah, I think you're going, people? I think because we see them more, it's a little bit more. Less. As that one, maybe get in person,
like seizure inducing, people are losing their minds.
People are
so
about
bad.
To give birth on the right floor. Yeah,
right. Very fascinating.
It is. And Elvis Presley didn't do it for me, but
I don't know. Don't get my dad started on Elvis Presley. He's like, hates Elvis.
Claims does he
stole black music?
That's what people say. Yeah,
right. He stole like soul music and church music. And, but yeah, you want to trigger him, play some Elvis. It's Elvis.
I'll put some blue suede shoes on Vernon, come to the party, be like, look at his blue suede shoes.
What else?
Did Chris get in the bathtub naked in front of Chloe, you think? She just flashes her? I wouldn't want to see my mom buck naked.
No, me either, but I bet she does.
Huh. Yeah.
I do like to see
Chris doing Playboy.
Would you?
Yeah, I'd look at her bush.
Okay.
It's weird, Chloe walking over there. Where's True? She just can leave.
She's got full-time help.
How come I have these kids hanging all over me?
I know. She's just walking away solo.
She's just like, okay, peacefully, I'll be right over.
Like when I was coming upstairs to record, I had a boba, and Sterling could give a shit where I was going. He's like, where are you going with that?
Yeah,
like,
right
upstairs. Where are you going with that? It's like, can I walk away with my beverage? Leave me alone.
Everything crazy. Is touched and grossed out.
Yeah. 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 That's kids for you.
I do not believe this Kim Pete thing. I did believe it before I saw the show.
What do you mean? You think it's fake?
People said it was for the show or for press. It seems like it more than ever. I mean, it could be real, but it just seems like she's, I don't know.
Well,
it's
the
just,
weird part
on the phone was, and like, I don't know.
The weird part was that he brought the gift and she's like, this is a gift from Pete, but they wouldn't show what the gift was. That was
right.
Weird.
I feel like he sends her weird stuff and
yeah.
And I like, don't know. I got the his phone approach... number and to go through every beat down. Like she never gives any information about Kanye. Now she's telling us every single detail about, she just wanted, I was just DTD. I hate the way we all talk too. Like I heard about his BDE and I was just DTF and this, that, and, you know, I blame the situation. It's like, can we just speak?
I know.
I was just
I don't not buy it. It is weird though.
I
the
do,
shift,
but it's just.
I think the two shifts are like them all of a sudden that are weird is like talking about things that they like previously didn't talk about, and then making Kanye seem like he was like this weird. I mean, which we've all said, but they acted like it wasn't true. Like, you know, like the way the last episode where she was implying like he came for the family or whatever. And like, I'm never going to let that happen again. It's like you weren't in an abusive, like trapped relationship. Like, I don't understand this portrayal.
You knew
of,
he
like,
was nuts before he
a year and a half ago.
Him.
You couldn't tell us how amazing Kanye West was and like how in love, you know, it's like the shift is very
and
odd.
What
even though, I mean, obviously
happened,
it's been bizarre.
When she was sitting at the table, and she was saying, oh, and how he treated the family. I want details about how he treated the family. God, would
What I was thinking of was when he went off like saying Kris Jenner was like the devil, or like he said something like that on Twitter. That's what I was thinking of. But, you know, could have been more.
Be a nightmare to get in with them. I wonder how long into the relationship, at what child? I mean, they had four kids together. At what point was it really falling apart? When was it good?
Right.
Was it ever?
Right. I don't know. Lots of questions.
Fascinating. Yeah. Their house with like these flat sinks and everything. What a life these kids have lived.
So weird. White and just like, Yeah, it's very
odd. In the behind the scenes, she's sitting there dating him on her brand new airplane. And Kanye is going crazy in the press about Pete, saying he's going to kill him and stuff.
Right. I mean, I think like what you have to remember with these kids is that like they've never think about this. Their entire life has been like this. So it's like not weird to them. You know what I mean? It's not weird to walk outside and be photographed.
It's just a fascinating life,
but it's crazy. Yeah, just like, you know, your kids run around outside in the dirt and like a kid from the city would be like, what the fuck? You know, for them, it's their entire, it's weird.
God,
it's got to be weirder for an adult.
I fascinate and daydream sometimes that Taylor Swift would have had the cojones to get up on that stage and say, isn't Kanye West such a dickhead? Wouldn't that have been so fun if she would have said something in retaliation on the, the award show? She would have really... It would have been hilarious. It would have been a moment for forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, he was nuts. He really was right. Was. Beyonce deserved to win.
Always. Beyonce always.
But I'm not a Taylor Swift fan.
Nor am I. I'm not a Swiftie.
I feel like if you love Taylor Swift, you spent 6 hours watching Amber Heard and Johnny Depp's trial.
Oh, those are aligned? I feel like if you're a Taylor Swift fan, you enjoy like... pumpkin spice lattes and you love the fall, you know,
it's Stassi's book.
You're like a big fall person.
Are there people who watch The Bachelor and Housewives? Because it seems like such separate worlds. And I would love to know the care, like how you become a housewife fanatic or how you become a Bachelor Nation person.
That's a great question.
And how many people really are crossed over?
Tell us if you listen, if you watch both. I'd be fascinated to know. Well, like Tasha, I mean, Two Black Girls, One Rose, they watch both.
But they seem like they're not really, they don't really seem to be Bravo fanatics though.
Oh no, I wouldn't say fanatics, but they
watch catch Housewives like here and there.
Summer and House, they watch religiously. Housewife, like,
but have they gone for like 20 years of watching this bullshit? Like we have, we've never given up.
I mean, God, I don't know.
Six hours a week, we're watching these stupid women filling our brains with this irate situation.
Copied it off with the Kardashians, my God.
About a woman said something dark. Somebody said something dark, and we're all going crazy. Like, what could it be?
It's dark.
And then Kim saying that Pete put pimple cream on her face when she's sleeping. And Khloe and Courtney seemed like they wanted to punch her in the face and wanted to scratch her eyeballs out. They did not want to hear about it. They're like, oh, that they'd force themselves to be like, that's so cute. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, it's an odd choice. I don't know
how open she is about it.
I almost feel like I'm coming around on the two of them. I don't know why. I didn't used to think he was cute. I still don't. But I kind of feel like they make sense together. I don't know, which is weird. We'll see.
It's nice and all. It is interesting that he is more like a Travis Barker. And she says, I follow in Courtney's footsteps. And now she's dating. Right. It's cute, I guess. And Pete, that is the move. Don't go to the party and really ice her out. You can't kiss her ass.
What would be really weird is if the next person Khloe dates is white. Then the access has
She's
shifted.
Dating Eminem or someone.
Right. Then we know shit's gone left. Yeah.
She'll be with Tristan forever.
My one issue with the acting like Kendall and Kylie are involved, they should not be advertised as part of this show. They're not on the show enough. Like the three sisters have always carried
them.
You don't need them. Kendall's boring. Kylie is fascinating, but also like probably a terrible person. Like you don't need to advertise like they're on the show because they're not. It's almost like they're, you know, they pop up twice a season.
What do you think about them? I know. I agree with you 100%. I'd rather more Scott.
Yeah. Who looks not good.
He looks.
He needs water.
I'm worried about him. He does. He needs water. He looks like he's like drying up.
Yes. Like he needs to be he needs to go do the cleanse that Courtney did. That would be, that's what that's for. He needs some like cleansing, I think.
He's like the poster child of a person who has so much regrets in life.
I know, it's sad.
Now he's saying he needed to move across the street from Courtney. It's really upsetting.
Yeah,
because Courtney's moved on and he's talking about how he's never gonna see her again.
He is a true representation of the party always has to end. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah,
it's fun when you're 23, 24, right. 25, 26 maybe. Then it's like, it's not fun, right? And everything moves past you and life moves past you and you're the person who's trapped, like acting like you're 25. And that's his problem.
He's like Will Ferrell and Step Brothers.
Yeah, yeah, it's that kind of vibe. Like he has to grow up, and he, you know, and he's a dad, and he seems like a great dad. But
if his parents were alive, would he live in Long Island?
Maybe.
What happened to that house? Yeah. Well, I saw on the show the refrigerator with all the popsicles. God, gotta love that.
Did you see how many Häagen-Dazs she had? That was weird. Like individual Häagen-Dazs. Also, fuck off with all those fruits and vegetables. There's no.
It goes to waste.
No way you're eating all that green fruit before it goes bad and vegetables. I just don't buy
smoothies?
It unless somebody's juicing for her every day, which could be happening.
You're pounding spinach.
I know. Like, yeah, it's pretty, but it's very unpractical.
They probably just waste it. I wonder if they have it growing in their backyard.
Right. Impractical.
Did we talk about this? Them working out in the dark and the trainer there and they're in the matching bra. And
yeah.
Crazy. And they're all their workouts, the time they get to dedicate. They're so busy, but they can dedicate like two and a half, three hours. So
yeah.
And she's like, I do Pilates, then a workout. It's like, what, Pilates isn't a workout? To us normal people, it is.
I mean, I see that. Pilates, you don't
do.
You're not sweating like, you know, like a HIIT workout or something.
It just was funny to hear.
I know. What a life.
God.
All right, guys. I was all over the place. Little Kardashians, a lot of random topics. Drink your water. We'll be back. Seeking Sister Wife. Woo, next week.
Can't wait.
All right. We love you guys.
We'll be back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.